Now, there's a saying that you should start as you mean to continue, and we know that in adolescence, we begin habits that can follow us through the rest of our lives. So, how healthy are the habits of Australian teens? A new study is examining just this, looking at things like physical activity, diet, sleep, screen time, as well as smoking and alcohol use. And they didn't know it at the time, but the research team happened to take their baseline assessments in the second half of 2019, just before the pandemic and lockdowns threw all of our healthy habits a curveball. Here to talk about the initial findings and what might come next is lead author Katrina Champion from the Matilda Centre for Research in Mental Health and Substance Abuse at the University of Sydney. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So give us a snapshot of teens' health habits at the end of 2019. Were there any strong themes that stood out to you?
So we conducted a survey among over 6,500 teens across Australia, and what we found was that most of them were spending too much time on screens. So about 86% were exceeding national recommendations around screen time. Most weren't getting enough physical activity, and most weren't meeting recommendations around sleep. And perhaps most concerningly is that we found that nearly two-thirds were reporting engagement in multiple unhealthy habits. So nearly two-thirds were engaging in three or more, and about a quarter were engaging in four or more of these unhealthy behaviours at the same time.
So is this new? We've heard things like physical activity guidelines. I don't think teens have ever met those, or certainly not in recent years. Are there benefits to studying all of these different things at once?
That's right. So our data on this kind of multiple risk factor engagement, that's quite new. We don't have particularly good data, certainly not in Australia, on this engagement in multiple risk behaviours. And another key benefit of our study is that it's among such a large sample and spanning three different states. So we collected data from students in New South Wales, Queensland and Western Australia.
So you have been gathering data through the pandemic. You haven't crunched those numbers yet. But, I mean, things like screen time, physical inactivity, I mean, sleep, this pandemic has affected all of those things for all of us. Heaps of kids were doing home learning for most of the last year or so. What do you expect to see when you crunch that pandemic data?
So that's right. So we're collecting data. So we conducted a survey in 2019, as you've said, before COVID-19 hit, and then we're doing annual surveys from 2019 to 2022 to be able to look at just that, to see how COVID-19 might have had unintended implications for physical health behaviours. But if we look at data internationally, there certainly is some evidence that health behaviours have gotten worse. So there's evidence that physical activity, for example, might have declined during the initial periods of COVID-19 lockdowns. And this is probably likely due to the fact that things like organised sports, team sports weren't happening, dance classes were cancelled, gyms were closed. So all those kind of normal ways that young people would typically engage in physical activity were suddenly taken away from them. But at the same time, there's also other research that's found that physical activity has in fact increased or remained stable, which suggests that some teens might have actually been more resilient than we thought and were able to adapt to the changing situation that they found themselves in during the pandemic.
What do we know about how maybe a year or a couple of years of disrupted health behaviour might have long-term effects in a teen's lifespan?
So we know that these behaviours that young people are engaging in adolescence can have a pretty profound effect on their long-term outcomes. So they track over time. So if a young person is physically inactive as an adolescent, they're more likely to be physically inactive as an adult. And then this kind of increases or accumulates their risk of chronic diseases later in life, including things such as heart disease, cancers and type 2 diabetes. I think it's important to note as well that we would be expecting these behaviours to decline over the course of adolescence anyway. So even though we don't know for sure yet, there might be some impacts of COVID-19, we would be expecting to see a decline over time anyway in these health behaviours. So regardless of the impact of COVID, there really kind of does need to be some pretty urgent action to try to modify these behaviours among our teenagers.
So you looked at kids in the early half of their teen lives. How long are you planning to follow them for?
That's right. So our baseline assessment was conducted when they were in year seven. So they're about 12 and a half years on average. And then we're following them up right up until they're aged about 16. We're collecting a whole range of data on their mental health as well as their physical health, because we know that they're all so interrelated. And we're actually conducting a trial of a program that we've developed. So it's a web-based intervention called the Health for Life Study that tries to modify these important risk factors among young people early in life, at the beginning of adolescence, to see if we can improve their trajectories towards good health in adulthood.
We'll have to get you back on to talk about those findings when you've got them. Katrina, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Dr. Katrina Champion is a Senior Research Fellow at the Matilda Centre for Research in Mental Health and Substance Use, not Abuse, at the University of Sydney. I'm Tegan Taylor, and you're listening to RN's Health Report.